Today is the 25th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today as we gather again and take the next step forward. Do what we do every day. Like every day, every single day. We come together and take a step forward together and let the Bible be a part of the story of our formation, the story of our life, and informing us on the way that we should go. And so it's great to be here. We're in the book of Deuteronomy right now. Just kind of getting going. And these are the last things, like this entire book, these are the last things that Moses has to say to the children of Israel, because he's not going to be their leader anymore. He's going to die. And Joshua is going to take leadership. And so these are the last things that Moses has to say. And so let's pick up where we left off. Today, Deuteronomy chapter 4. So now, Israel, listen to the statutes and the ordinances that I am teaching you, and carry them out so that you may live and so that you may enter the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving to you, and take possession of it. Do not add to the word that I am commanding you, and do not subtract from it, so that you keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you. With your own eyes, you have been observing what the Lord did at Baal Peor. Indeed, the Lord your God destroyed from among you every man who followed the Baal of Peor. But all of you who are clinging to the Lord your God are still alive today. Note well now, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may carry them out also in the land that you are entering to take as a possession. Keep them and put them into practice, because in this way your wisdom and your understanding will be recognized by all the people who hear about all these statutes. And they will say, "This great nation is certainly a wise and understanding people." Because what other great nation is there that has a God as close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call on Him? What other great nation is there that has statutes and ordinances as righteous as this entire law that I am presenting to you today? But guard yourselves and guard your whole being diligently, so that you do not forget the things that your eyes have seen, and so that those things do not disappear from your heart all the rest of the days of your life. Make them known to your children and to your children's children. Tell about the day that you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, "Bring the people near to me, and I will make sure that they hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me all the days that they are living in the land, and so that they may teach their children." So you drew near and you stood under the mountain, while the mountain was burning with fire up to the very heavens. There was darkness, a thick cloud, and gloom. Then the Lord your God spoke to you from the middle of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but you did not see a form. You only heard the sound. He declared to you his covenant that he commanded you to carry out, namely the Ten Commandments. Then he wrote them on two tablets of stone. At that time, the Lord commanded me to teach you the statutes and ordinances for you to carry out in the land that you are entering in order to occupy it. So guard your hearts very carefully, because you did not see any form on the day that the Lord your God spoke to you at Horeb from the middle of the fire. Do this so that you do not act corruptly and make for yourselves an idol of any form. Do not make an image of a male or female, an image of any animal that walks on the earth, an image of any bird that flies in the sky, an image of anything that creeps on the ground, or an image of any fish that swims in the water below the earth. Beware so that you do not lift up your eyes to the heavens and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the vast army of the heavens, and you are lured away, and you bow down to them and worship them. Things that the Lord your God has allotted to all the nations under all the heavens. But But you are the ones that the Lord has chosen and has brought out of the iron furnace of Egypt to be a nation that is his possession, as is the case today. But the Lord was angry with me because of your words, and he swore that I would not cross the Jordan and would not come into the good land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. I will die in this land without crossing over the Jordan, but you will cross over and take possession of this good land. Be on guard so that you do not forget the covenant that the Lord your God made with you, and so that you do not make an idol for yourselves in the form of anything that the Lord your God prohibited. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. But when you become the father of children, and you have grandchildren, and you have grown old in the land, if you then act corruptly by making an idol of any form, and you do evil in the eyes of the Lord your God, provoking him to anger, I today call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that you will most certainly perish quickly from the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You will not live many days in it, because you will most certainly be destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left as a people that are few in number, among the nations where the Lord your God will force you to go. There you will worship gods, the work of human hands, made of wood and stone, things that do not see or hear or eat or smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him when you search for him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you experience misery and all these things have happened to you in future days, then you will return to the Lord your God, and you will be obedient to his voice. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not leave you or destroy you or forget the covenant that he promised to your fathers with an oath. So ask now about the former days, long before your time, beginning from the day when God created man on the earth. Search from one end of the heavens to the other. Has there ever been anything like this great event? Or has anything like it ever been heard? Has a people ever heard the voice of God speaking from the middle of fire, as you heard, and yet continue to live? Or has a God ever tried to go and take for himself a nation from inside another nation by tests, signs, and warnings? Or by war? By a strong hand and an outstretched arm? And by great awe-inspiring acts like all those that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt, in front of your very eyes? You yourselves were shown this, so that you could know that the Lord, he is God. There is none except him alone. He let you hear his voice from the heavens to discipline you, and on earth he let you see his great fire, and you heard his words from the middle of the fire. Yes, because he loved your fathers and chose their descendants after them, he brought you out of Egypt by the great power of his presence, driving out from your presence nations greater and stronger than you are, to bring you in, to give you their land as an inheritance, as it is this day. Therefore, know this today, and again, take it to heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on the earth below. There is no other. Keep his statutes and his commandments that I am commanding you today, so that it may go well for you and for your children after you, and so that you may live long on the land that the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Then Moses set aside three cities in the region east of the Jordan, the place where the sun rises, so that someone who killed a man could flee to them, that is, someone who killed his neighbor unintentionally and who did not previously hate him. He could flee to one of these cities and remain alive. Bezer in the wilderness, in the tableland belonging to the Reubenites, Ramoth in Gilead belonging to the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan belonging to the Manassites. This is the law that Moses set before the people of Israel. These are the testimonies and statutes and ordinances that Moses spoke to the people of Israel when they went out of Egypt. In the region east of the Jordan, opposite Bet Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel struck down when they came out of Egypt. So they took possession of his land, as well as the land of Og, king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites, who were in the region east of the Jordan, where the sun rises. They took possession from Arior, which is on the edge of the Arnon Canyon, all the way to Mount Sion, that is, Mount Hermon, including all of the Arabah on the east side of the Jordan, up to the Sea of the Arabah, below the slopes of Pisgah. Luke 6:39-7:10. He also told them a parable. A blind man cannot guide a blind man, can he? Won't they both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but fail to notice the beam in your own eye? Or how can you tell your brother, "Brother, let me remove the speck in your eye," when you do not see the beam in your own eye? Hypocrite! First remove the beam from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck in your brother's eye. Certainly, a good tree does not produce bad fruit, and a bad tree does not produce good fruit. In fact, each tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not gather figs from thorn bushes, and they do not gather grapes from a bramble bush. The good person brings what is good out of the good stored in his heart, and the evil person brings what is evil out of the evil within. To be sure, what his mouth speaks flows from the heart. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid a foundation on bedrock. When a flood came, the river beat against that house but could not shake it because it was founded on bedrock. But the one who listened to my words and did not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river broke against it, it fell immediately, and that house was completely destroyed. After Jesus had finished saying all these things to the people who were listening, he went into Capernaum. A centurion's servant, who was valuable to him, was sick and about to die. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, because he loves our nation, and he built our synagogue for us." Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell Jesus, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, because I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another one, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he was amazed at him. He turned to the crowd that was following him and said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." And when the men who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Psalm 68:1-18. The Procession of God. For the choir director, by David, a psalm, a song. May God arise, may his enemies scatter. May those who hate him flee from his presence. As smoke is blown away, may you blow them away. As wax melts before the fire, may the wicked perish before God. But the righteous rejoice and celebrate in the presence of God. They will be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Make music to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Celebrate before him. In his holy dwelling, God is a father for the fatherless and a judge who defends widows. God causes the lonely to dwell together as a household. He leads out the prisoners with music, but the rebellious dwell in a scorched land. God, when you went out in front of your people, when you marched through the wasteland, the earth shook. Yes, the heavens poured down rain before God. This one from Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You dispersed plentiful showers, O God. You strengthened your inheritance when it was weary. Your people settled in it. In your goodness you provided for the oppressed, O God. The Lord provided the message. The women who proclaimed it were a great army. Kings with armies flee. They flee. The woman who stays home shares in the plunder. Even while you lie among the campfires, the wings of a dove are sheathed with silver and its feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings there, it snowed on Zalmon. The mountain of Bashan is a mountain of God. The mountain of Bashan is a mountain with many peaks. O mountains with many peaks, why do you look jealously at the mountain God desires for his home? Indeed, the Lord will dwell there forever. The chariots of God are twice 10,000, thousands upon thousands. Among them, the Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. You ascended on high. You led captivity captive. You received gifts among men, so that even among the rebellious, the Lord God might dwell. Proverbs 11:28. Whoever trusts his wealth will fall, but righteous people will flourish like green plants. Okay, so when we began the book of Deuteronomy, we were talking about how there'd be quite a bit of review. It seemed kind of redundant to us, but if we understand the context, it will help us. These are the last three discourses or speeches of Moses. He's like, this is his parting shot. He's got all the people together. This is the last things that he's going to say. And so we concluded the first of those three speeches today in our reading. And in that speech, he reminded the people that they were in covenant with God and that they better remember the importance of remembering and obeying that covenant. And he tells them, like, look through all of time from the time God created people until this time. Search from one end of the heavens to the other. Has anything as great as this ever been seen on earth before? And then he reiterates that there is only one God. And the invitations to give their hearts in idolatrous worship to lesser things would absolutely come. But if they would remember their identity, if they could remember who they were, they wouldn't get seduced. If they could remember how they got where they were and who God is, then they would prosper. I mean, we've seen it already. We know where this is going. That's not always going to be the story for them. And it's not always the story for us either, is it? We know the way to walk in. We know right from wrong. We just like to live in the gray and get away with what we can. And we watch the children of Israel do this to their own destruction. Jesus spoke of the same kinds of struggles when we're reading in Luke today. Why do you keep calling me Lord when you don't do what I'm telling you to do? So he's offering this worldview that would teach people the path to peace. Like, this is the way to live your life whole. There is a way to do this. There is a path to peace. And Jesus is trying to teach it, as Moses was trying to teach it. If we want it, like if we want the wholeness that's being talked about, then we also have to never forget who we are. Like, we can't lose our identity. Then we'll become anything to anybody, and we'll find ourselves boxed in, having done things we cannot believe, and we're trapped in shame. So if we want this, we have to not forget who we are, children of God. And we have to not forget how we got here. Grace, patience, loving kindness, mercy. And we have to remember who the one true God is. There is only one. This is how life is supposed to be oriented. It's just that we want to make our own lives and be our own sovereign in ways that aren't going to work. And then when we behave in those ways, rather than submitting to God, then we've forgotten who we are, how we got here, and who God is. And this is basically the human condition since like early in the Genesis story. And so Moses pleads with the children of Israel. Jesus does the same thing with the people of his time. And both of their words are calling to us from what we've read today. And so let's just end our time together with the words of Jesus. Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid a foundation on bedrock. When a flood came, the river beat against that house, but could not shake it because it was founded on bedrock. Father, that's describing the life that we at least conceptually believe we want, a foundation to stand on. Stability, security. We do all kinds of things to actually get these things, but we find that maybe we're building on sand. We find that we don't have a foundation and we get blown away. There is only one foundation. Our identity can only be found in you. There is nothing that we can compare to find an identity, and yet we keep trying to do it. And it's leading us into destruction. Our identity is in you. Help us to remember who we are, how we got here, and who you are. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. And that is where you can find out what's going on around here. And so, indeed, check it out. Check out the community section. That is where you can connect. There's different links to connect to the social media channels that we participate in. And that's a good thing to kind of stay connected to if you're in that realm, in that space. I don't spend a ton of my life in social media, but I know a lot of people who do. And so we're there, too. And you can check that out. But it's also the home of the prayer wall. And that is really something very specific to the Global Campfire community here. It's just a place for us who are daily taking this journey through the scriptures to be able to reach out and connect, especially when things are going, like when we're struggling. We can share the story and know that brothers and sisters are going to pray for us and encourage us. And we can also be an encourager. I mean, man, the bottom falls out, right? It's unexpected. The bottom falls out and you're facing things you don't know how to face. And you need to know that you're not alone. Well, when you're feeling great, the bottom's falling out for somebody else. And so it's good to go pay it back. It's good to go and offer the encouragement that you needed to somebody else. And so that can be done at the prayer wall. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Like, profoundly, thank you. It's not a joke. This can't be happening. There is no global campfire if we're not in this together, and so thank you deeply. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jeff from Canada. I just wanted to reach out for Arnold. Arnold, you've lost your sight. I have been visually impaired now for going on 24 years. And just want to tell you, God can use you in powerful ways. God's used me in my life. I run several businesses. I've been successful despite of my disability, and used in the ministry and the kingdom. So I want to encourage you. And I also want to reach out to you, family, for prayer. I don't know why it's taking me so long to do this. Sometimes it's, I don't know. Anyway, we've been walking through a very challenging time for the last 7 years, actually, and it's coming to a head on the 28th of this month. And I'm just asking for prayer for God's justice and truth to prevail, that His will be done, and that our family would be finally set free from this and be able to move forward and do the kingdom work that we're called to do. Truly respect and honor you, Brian, and Jill, and Ezekiel, our kids listen to Daily Audio Bible Kids. Just love what you do. Bless you. And we just thank you for the ministry. Amen.
Hello, DAB family. My name's Doug. I'm calling from Michigan. I've listened for over a decade, and I've never called in before, but as I heard a couple of prayer requests over the last couple of weeks, I felt compelled to make that first call. First, Revelation 2:7, when you called and you were telling your story about regrets and bad choices, I couldn't help but feel that that was my own story too. And I wanted to let you know that you're not alone, brother. And I continue to pray that God will help you find the guidance and the direction that you seek. Loriana, South Carolina, when you called in, I'm not sure exactly when it was, but I couldn't help but be torn up when I heard the pain in your voice during your call. I wanted to let you know that I pray continually that God will help you ease your grief and will help you find the avenues to get the dental work that you need. Once again, I continue to lift both of you up in prayer, as I do the entire DAB family. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi there, Brian. God bless you and your family as you continue to serve Him by just reading His Word every day and giving insights. We so appreciate you. God bless you. I'm calling in to pray for a few dabbers. Manita, you called about your daughter-in-law and her illness, and I just resonate with that because I have a mother-in-law who's so special. So I'm praying for your daughter-in-law. And woman in Texas called about her uncle, and white as snow called about his job. So Father God, Lord Almighty, I take these issues to you, Lord God. Father, you see the needs of each situation, and Lord, you know exactly what is needed. So Father, I just pray that as I lift up these requests to you, Lord God, my prayer will come up to you as a sweet smelling savor, Lord. And Father God, you will just attend to these situations, Father. As I lift them up too, Lord God, I pray for those involved, that you will strengthen them, that you will give them wisdom how to go about what they need to do, Lord God. Just show them the way, Father. Lord, we have no one else to turn to but you. You are our rock. So as I lift up this situation to you, Lord, I just ask for your mercies, your peace, your wisdom, your direction. And I ask for these mercies in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Please join me in prayer, my family, for River, who was in a terrible car accident. He's a young man, early 20s. His girlfriend was killed in the accident, and River's in critical condition. Lord, I lift up River and pray that you would heal him and surround his family with peace. Please surround his girlfriend's family with your love. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.